maybe cast it off now.
This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right. And this is Katara, my flying sister.
You know what I love about Appa the most? His sense of humor.
Nobody react to what I'm about to tell you. That kid might be the Avatar.
Ugh, it tastes like onion and banana juice.
Actually, it smells delicious. I love a bowl.
Take that, you rock.
You used to be a great society before you killed our leader. Now look at us.
Look here, Sugar Queen. Sugar Queen?
Uncle, I need 2 jasmine, 1 green, and 1 lychee.
I'm brewing as fast as I can.
I don't need any calming tea.
I'm completely calm.
I must find the Avatar to restore my honor.
It's okay. You can laugh.
It's funny. Nice speech, Azula. It was pretty and poetic, but also scary in a good way.
Should we do something?
Hey, I'm just enjoying the show.
Hola y bienvenidos a Del Mundo de Espíritu, un Avatar La Legenda de Aang podcast para dongbufang.net. Yeah, hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar Last Airbender podcast for dongbufang.net. Yeah, I just had to do that in Spanish. Okay, I'm your main host for today, Dylan. I'm Dylan0513 at and DH, some other places. Of course, dongbufang. I'm joined by Jake.
Hey, everybody.
Jake is Pool Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Runs dongbufang.net at DHASN, other places. I'm also joined by Jason. Hello. Jason is the great J Spirit, or something like Jason G96, or I don't know, some places. And Kevin will be coming later, probably in like 10 minutes through the podcast. Kevin is alternate Copa. And he is a mod at DH, as well as some other places probably as well. Any questions, comments, or advice can be sent to us at podcast@dongbufang.net. Send us questions you have about Avatar so we can answer them in the mailbag segment. Also, send us your fan creations so we can review them in the fan creation review segment. Also, you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and vote for the podcast on multiple sites, which can be found at the podcast page, which is dongbufang.net/podcast. We started our new format in yesterday's podcast. Last podcast. I think it went pretty well. Only one little thing that if you noticed, you probably heard me cutting some people off or saying something before they responded. That's because my feed in the podcast is coming in before the feeds that I'm hearing, so it's probably going to happen in this one too. So I'll be ahead of everyone else by a split second or two. So today's podcast, it's going to have a few more changes. We're going to have a news and views. We're going to change it from news to news and views. We're going to have dongbufang and Avatar News, where we talk about the news as well as say it. We're going to start our lightning round segment, which will several topics will be discussed within one segment. And not really lightning round, but discussed will include a lot from the ASN creator interviews, which we'll get to more on in the news, and then, of course, the lightning round. And then we'll have our Avatar Impromptu segment, of course. And the theme today will be Boys Night Out, because we still don't have any girls on the podcast, and we don't even want to try the girl voices this time. Our second discussion topic, which will be the future of Ba Sing Se. We might get some interesting stuff there. We'll have a fan creation review segment on The Legend Continues by Katara119. And we'll have start of our mailbag segment, finally. And we'll have a trivia question, which you can answer and send in. And we'll get more on that in the mailbag segment. To close it, we'll have another interview by Kevin with Jet and Suki. And it's really strange and hilarious. So
make sure to
stay tuned for that.
Very good.
It's crazy.
It is. Stay tuned.
Okay, so now on to our Avatar news and views, as well as dongbufang news segment.
This week in dongbufang news, the dongbufang character tournament has begun. 130 characters will be competing head to head in different matchups every 3 days, and you pick who wins the matchup. The tournament will go on for 5.5 months, and at the end, one character will be the winner of the biggest, most accurate Avatar character popularity contest ever. Come join us at the new Dongwufeng forums. We have a brand new layout and a community section where you can talk and meet new people. Dongwufeng is now accepting original fan articles. They can be about anything Avatar related and should be sent to webmaster@dongwufeng.net.
So yeah, the character tournament is going great. We've been having a lot of votes for it so far. And it's really interesting to see some of the matchups and who people are picking to win. And it's going to keep getting more interesting as we're going to start heading into the conference tournaments next month. So vote and make sure your character gets seated high in the conference tournaments, which can get them a great place in the final tournament at the end, which will decide the winner. Okay?
Yes.
And it's really annoying to change the polls every 3 days, so please vote.
Yes, please vote.
Okay, Avatar News, Jason?
For the Avatar News. There was an interview in the Pokemon Beckett magazine on Avatar with the creators. A lot was discussed, and it looked like huge things were revealed.
Well, it seemed like a lot of huge things were revealed, actually. Not much was revealed in that interview, in my opinion. Actually, not in my opinion, in really fact, because several things, like the Six Seasons thing was mentioned by the interviewer and not Mike and Brian. He might have thrown that in there to try to get some more facts revealed. Not facts, try to get some more stuff out of the interview when nothing actually came out of it. So that was an interviewer thing. Mike and Brian didn't say anything about that. Not Six Seasons, not being planned right now, though it could happen. Anything about the release date? No. No, that is nothing about the release date there, because if you said Season 3 begins a few weeks after Season 2 or like after now, that was talking about the time period in which it begins, which we now have new information where. So yeah, nothing big revealed. Some things about the new creatures in there. Everything else, take with a grain of salt, literally, probably less than that even. Because what they're doing is they're trying to take a small interview that nothing came out because the creators aren't going to reveal anything and turn it into something big. Nothing.
Trying to get more popularity for their magazine.
Yeah. So really pathetic by them. I'm disappointed in Beckett.
Yes.
Interviews with Mike and Brian are up at ASN. There are three parts and a lot of cool things are revealed. We will discuss this more in the lightning round. Now the lightning round.
Shh.
Oh, don't let the caving get you down. Don't let the falling rocks turn your smile into a frown. When the tunnels are as dark as, that's when you need a clown. Hey! Don't let the caving get you down, sucker.
In the lightning round, we'll discuss several topics in one discussion period. It's not exactly a lightning round, but it's still a good name. So most of this will be discussing the ASN interviews, because there's a lot to discuss about. And we'll start off with the first one, and we'll go to the third one. Get to there eventually. So first thing, get there eventually.
Okay.
So the first big thing in it is, like, they say Kadang's DNA of the show. Which, of course, really? So yeah, that's all I have to say.
Of course, so, yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, of course I'd say it, but no, really. It's been DNA of the show since episode one. It's part of the storyline. We all pretty much knew that. Nothing new there. Here's a big thing,
really,
though.
To be honest, it's really the only ship that they've actually done on the show. Besides Suka or whatever you say. Yeah.
Little Taka. But whatever. No, this isn't the shipping special.
Yeah. Zutar has now been explored before the Crossroads of Destiny.
Here's something we should discuss for a while, that Avatar Escape is canon.
It is.
Yeah.
But they can't show it on TV, because not everyone has the internet, so that's how they did the end part, where they just said, you'll never remember any of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, here's what I see from this. If the creators, they seemed unsure in the interview, like, well, I guess we worked on it, so it's Kadang. So it's canon, so I get those words mixed up, because they're so similar.
Kadang and canon, I know.
Yeah, it's like the same thing. Okay, so So yeah, they're pretty unsure of what they're if it's canon or not, or if it. But they end like we worked on it, so it is. So basically, that means nothing. It's nothing like affecting the storyline. It's just filling in some cracks that can go there. So probably the biggest thing that comes from it is that Aang's ability to go into the Avatar state is damaged.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how they could see that as a small thing in the storyline.
Yeah, there wasn't too much.
There's probably more to that in the first episode, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we see that, starting off in the first episode, I'd say. So I think that actually will be happening. That it's either damaged or done. He can't get in the Avatar state because he was in the Avatar state when he got killed. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, he'll probably maybe take a trip to the spirit world or something and find out that he can't get into the Avatar state, something like that.
Yeah, probably. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know which episode, maybe. Maybe even the first one. That might be to open up the season.
Could be the first one, yeah. Maybe in his dream, because before he awakens, he might be having a dream like the second season, I mean.
Yeah, every single fanfic has.
Yeah.
But... it's so boring to read all of those things.
Aang wakes up in every season premiere.
Every season premiere thing, yeah. But most likely the season will be starting a few weeks after they leave Ba Sing Se, so we might not get to see him wake up, actually.
Yeah.
Unless he's sleeping for 2 weeks.
He could be in a coma, yeah.
Why would he be... That doesn't make sense.
What? Like.
No, that's a common theory, that he's in a coma, actually doesn't make any sense.
Well, he did wake up.
Yeah, but then... Yeah. He's,
there's he's nothing that would send him back into a coma.
Yeah,
it's possible
he's
unconscious
been healed.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah, unconscious he can be.
Yeah, he's been healed. He'd be unconscious, but he wouldn't be in a coma.
Yeah, he's not, like, dying or anything. He's Katara, like, brought him back to life again.
Yeah.
So much. Other importances in the you found in there?
Well, the Kyoshi thing. That was...
Yeah, Kyoshi training the Dai Li.
Kind of unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yes, we're just going to have to live with it.
Yeah, it's a little unbelievable. I don't like... That's something that bothers me about it being canon.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't... It's not going to affect the storyline at all, because we probably won't be seeing the Dai Li again.
Yeah.
Actually, let's save that for the next discussion. Yeah.
And Kyoshi living for 230 years is a big thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And Roku, who looks way older than Kyoshi ever did, was only 57 when he died. I'm not sure if I quite buy that.
I'd say at least
Roku was at least 100.
Why didn't they just say it wasn't canon?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe the makeup covered up her wrinkles.
Yeah, it's beauty makeup. Yes. And it got passed down onto the Kyoshi.
Vanishing cream.
Maneuver Vanishing Cube 24/7. Okay. Next thing in the ASN interviews that was big is that Katara's mom isn't a bender. And she got water from recessive genes, which I said was the other option. So here's the correction I have based on that Katara's genes are she's not a water no bending, she's water now. You're a waterbender, actually. Maybe that's how she learned how to waterbend so easy with no training at all. So now, let's just skip all this crap. The chances of water go up. So now it's still 37.5% chance air. This is all based on my theory, by the way. It's not... It makes a lot of sense, but it's still theory. Now a 54.15625% chance Chao will be a waterbender.
Whoa!
Still a 4.15625 chance earthbender and firebender, and now a 0% chance nonbender. So this makes it so that, pretty much, Aang and Katara have a child, it's going to be a bender, no matter what.
Results may vary.
I don't know. This is pretty concrete right here. So yeah, it's most chance water, and pretty high chance airbender. And that's just a little thing there. That was the other option that I said. Katara could either have water recessive or water. So she is water. And then another thing from the interview is that genetic is purely basis for bending, and then developing it is all spiritual and training and stuff like that. Which we pretty much got into last time. Predicted that, right? But they put a huge emphasis on it being everything. It's pretty much spiritual, but it's like but they didn't really say that it was genetic. They said it pretty much had to be genetic, since that the only way it would make sense for a basis.
Well, no. They did mention in the interviews that it would be genetic more. They didn't say much about spiritual.
No, they said the whole thing would be spiritual.
Really?
Yeah, gotta read that over. Yeah, they pretty much said training, and you got a whole lot of stuff that it's not. You don't train your genetics. You train your spiritual side of you and stuff.
Well, genetics is just a trigger.
Yeah, genetics is just the trigger for bending. Spiritual, and I don't know how to describe it other than spiritual, is everything else, really. So, I'm sticking with my theory. Fire Lord timeline was brought up in the second thing, I think. Second interview or first interview?
I think the second one.
Yeah, second one. Want to go into that, Jason?
Well, there's one glitch. I'll just start up with that. In Zuko alone, the Fire Sage says that Azula and Rupa for 23 years, but in this timeline that UJOF observed, says that he ruled for much longer, around 60 years. So that would make Azulon very young when he had Azulon. Oops. Sozin had Azulon very young.
Yeah, so he was referring to Sozin that
one. My theory is that Sozin started the war very young. Well, mm-hmm. He ruled very young. Wait.
He was 62.
He became Fire Lord very young. And then he started the war later on in his life, around 60s, in the 60s.
Azulon was born shortly after the comet arrived, and then he started the war. It says, Azulon, born shortly after the comet came. They said Azulon ruled for 75 years, the show says 23, there we go.
Yeah. Let's just mention that there was a glitch.
There was a glitch. Glitches are for games, this is a mistake. Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. Mistake somewhere.
Yeah. It was a mistake in observing, or either Mike O'Brien just, wrote it down wrong.
So, yeah, we might get into that more later. We'll be more prepared later, I can tell you that. So another thing came out of it that a lot of Fire Royalty has arranged marriages. I think that's what it was.
I think, Zutara's out of the picture.
Oh, yeah. That kind of messes everything up.
They won't get an arranged marriage with a Water Tribe girl, certainly.
Yeah. Except for the fact that Zuko is still exiled as of now.
Technicalities.
Probably with ancient royalty.
Yes. Yeah.
No peasants.
Well, I'm sure he's going to be coming back now to the Fire Nation.
Yeah, as long as Azula doesn't betray him. But I don't think... Most people is assuming Azula's going to betray Zuko. I don't see why that's the case. I think it would be in her best interest to keep him around.
Yeah. Then Daddy's gonna be like, "Hey, good job, little daughter. You got Prince Zuko back. Woohoo! Here's a cookie or something."
Cookie. Yes. Yeah. And Azula might have an arranged marriage too, which
she was planned to have one, but it didn't work out. Didn't play into the plot very well.
Yeah.
Probably because there's a lot of big things happening.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. She was supposed to have one in next season, but they didn't have it plan out. They decided not to do it.
Yeah.
Any guesses who could have been?
Jet.
Jet is in the firebender.
I'm guessing Zhao.
Ko has to be it.
As disgusting that is.
Okay, let's stop this, please.
Yeah, the Comic-Con shipping.
yeah. Wouldn't want to be the guy with Azula. Ooh. I feel sorry for whoever that was going to be. Okay.
Azuko and May arranged marriage could have been possible because she's within the royalties.
Yeah. A lot of Mako shipping in there. Possible. Okay.
Could have been one of those Paku and Grand Grand things where Grand Grand didn't like him, but Paku did.
Yeah.
And in this case, Mai did like him.
Yeah. May. Mm-hmm. Azuko might not, but we haven't seen that yet. Okay, another big thing brought up in the interviews is just talking about Iroh. Talking about how he's not evil, but he's just doing his job when he was being the general in Ba Sing Se, and he pretty much realized and stuff, and yeah. Anyone?
We need to see the kind of man he was before he came back home to the Fire Nation. We want to see what journey he went to.
Yeah. We saw a little bit about what his life was like during the war when he was a general, when he was writing the letter in the flashback in Zuko.
Yeah, he was very ambitious.
Yeah. In that same episode, he has a complete turnaround once the sun dies, and he realizes, there are only a few things that are important in life, and, the war is not something that's one of his top priorities anymore.
Exactly. He doesn't sulk away. He just changes into a different man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For good reasons.
Yeah. He's had a long life and long military career, and now he just wants to sit back and enjoy life. I guess after his son died, so can't blame the guy. So, Dylan, anything to add?
No, so yeah, in the third interview, they also talk about Aang dying in the... Not Aang dying in the season finale. They hint at that because they don't really...
Mm-hmm.
That's probably going to be revealed in season three that Aang died. Mm-hmm. Let's emphasize that Aang died and was brought back to life. Mm-hmm. And that the creators were just trying to stay away from that a little. Mike and Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aang dying in the second season is too big to emphasize.
Yeah, give
it would
away
be more of a
small interview.
Series finale thing.
Yeah.
What, series finale? Whatever. Yeah, well, they'll probably start that up when start talking about
it. Yeah, I think we'll find that out pretty early.
Yeah, I'd say The Awakening. We'll see. They have to get the plots moving. 20 episodes isn't a lot. So to learn firebending and beat the Fire Lord.
And if his avatar state is damaged, it would only make sense that he died.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Your avatar spirit isn't interrupted by anything else except death.
True.
Yeah.
So.
And interrupted as in gone, so whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think it's exactly gone, but he might find a way around that or something. Maybe reestablish it. That's a whole nother discussion. Okay, so... big thing for us in the end of the third interview is that UJOF asked a question about the titles and us releasing them. And Mike and Brian said that they don't like it because it gives away stuff for season 3, might ruin the journey. We've heard it all before.
Yeah.
The titles that we're giving away don't spoil anything for season 3.
Yeah.
But sometimes...
And the one that does is the one we are not releasing.
Yeah, the one that does... we're not releasing because you can put it together with another little bit of information, and there's the whole episode right there. And actually, whose fault is that little bit of information is out? Mike and Brian's. So
that's
really, really...
No, I can't blame
them. Yeah, we're not blaming them.
It's just, don't complain about that when you're the ones kind of making that fault thing. So the titles are just a little something to help along the wait in season 3, and to give something to look for in the episodes.
If you release a title really early, people get the chance to speculate it out of control so that when the episode comes, you have every single possibility ruled out.
Yeah.
And so it's not really a surprise.
Yeah. Well, what?
I don't think the titles actually do give anything away. Like, The Painted Lady. I mean...
Yeah, who's going to guess that?
Who's going to really... get what the Painted Lady is. I mean, that's going to be something we're going to find out in the episode 303. And, you know, these titles, I think they just give us a little bit to feed on, a little bit to chew on and speculate on while we have to wait for season 3. I mean, obviously the creators are like, we appreciate you guys, that you're hungry for our show or whatever. Like, that's what we're shown by this, pretty much. And, many forums have speculation, and you know, I think it's keeping the forums alive. It's keeping the fandom interested.
That's a big one.
Even every little bit of information that comes out, even if it's a title, just keeps the fandom alive a little bit stronger.
Yeah, and the titles. Even if someone eventually ends up guessing it right, no one knows until the episode comes on.
Yeah,
it doesn't spoil anything. It doesn't ruin the journey. They just help along the wait. And if a title does spoil anything, we won't release it. We're not going to release 06.
Yeah.
There.
And look at The Runaway. You know, you browse through some of the fan forums, and you just see the great discussion they're having on it. You know, I've seen, like, several different theories about it's, like, Ursa. It's, you know, it's Jong-Jong. It's Aang. I've heard
Zuko,
countless
Iroh
theories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Zuko, it's Iroh. So... speculation is good, and I don't really think we will actually nail at least all of the titles, you know, what they are going to be about.
I doubt we'll
definitely
nail less than a third, even.
Yeah.
Titles,
I make
titles
one.
Are very general this time.
Yeah.
There are the pros and cons of speculation.
I don't think there are really any cons, actually, unless it's like, oh, I thought of that theory when the episode comes on. It's so what? It's a theory. It's... you're not going to tell what's going to happen at the end just by guessing who the Runaway is, or who the Painted Lady is, or who Sokka's master is, or what the headband is.
Yeah.
I guess. It depends on the person.
The headband is one of those that we'll never get, and then
yeah.
Once the title, once we get like a description or something, we're gonna be like, oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah, 2 weeks before.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get it at EV Guide, and okay, yeah, so we pretty much, the only con, I guess, is that once we have the description, we can kind of put it together with the title for a little better understanding of the episode than the description gives us.
Yeah.
But that's it, really. We're not gonna know what's gonna happen in the episode.
Yeah.
The thing to remember is there's no substitute for the real episode.
Yeah.
The episodes are what draws the people to the show, and they're not going to tune out just because they got episode titles early and they might spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode titles help them, if anything.
Yeah, so I think that's the first really complaint I've had with Mike and Brian. Other than it needs more catting, but... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all for this discussion topic. We had more, but this has gone on pretty long. So now we're going to get into Avatar Impromptu. Hopefully the last segment was too boring. This one should be very exciting.
Except for Jason Doomsock.
Yeah, except for Jason. Shut Wait,
up.
No.
Long, long way to Ba Sing Se, but the girls in the city, they look so pretty. Come on, we're talking a gold piece here. Let's see some action. Dance!
Snake is so sweet that you really got to meet the girl from Ba Sing Se.
Now for Avatar Impromptu. Avatar Impromptu is a segment where I'll imitate the characters' voices and say stuff without a script. And also, Kevin is now joining us.
Kevin.
Okay, so yeah.
I wrote the thing. So yeah.
Thanks.
Today I'm gonna be Aang.
I'll be Sokka.
I shall be Iroh.
Okay. I will be Zuko.
So yeah, today we're gonna be having a boys' night out because again, it's a good excuse because we don't have any girls on yet, so we don't have to do girl voices. No more me being crappy Katara, and no more Jason being crappy Soph. No, it's true. Okay, so...
Shut up, man.
Let's go with it. This probably is going to suck.
Yeah.
We're Aang and Sokka's
What's our
basement.
Setting? Where are we at today?
Apparently they have a house now. Okay? No, it's like the whole gang lives there. Oh, yeah, and...
they have a house together?
Yeah, exactly. No, well, I think
they rented a flat.
This is still Avatar World. It's just... poker's been invented, everyone. It's an amazing accomplishment. No, they're not in the desert. No! Iroh isn't in.
Well,
Iroh didn't come in yet.
Everyone could invite us out for this evening.
Oh, you're not supposed to...
Iroh's not here yet.
Oh, I am not here. I shall turn around and take my tushy out the door.
So I decided the terminology for the after. Okay. I don't know, Sokka. Okay. Do you want to play something?
So, Aang, what do you want to do tonight?
How about some poker?
Ah, sure.
That was terrible. Okay, we're gonna have a new person. You wanna, and since Katara and Toph are shopping, who else do you wanna have over?
Pains me to say this, but
okay.
Let's get the enemies, Iroh and Zuko.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get them. Okay,
you
here they
ringtone?
Are.
Why, hello, young Ben. I am so glad you were able to have me over this evening. I'm usually not a good poker player myself. I prefer Pai Shou, but I'm always willing to learn new things.
Why did you drag me along, Uncle?
Now be nice. Bring in the fruitcake, like a nice young man, and put it
you
before
made
our
it,
horse.
Zuko?
Here, Uncle made me make this. I did.
I would check it first for arsenic before fully consuming it, but yes, I'm very proud of him.
Okay, let's sit down. We should start the game soon. All deal. And then I pass cards out to you all.
What is the deal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sokka, why don't you give everyone chips?
I do not know how to play.
And we just get started already.
Chips? Ah. Oh, I'm quite hungry, thank you. Wait, what
right,
are these little pieces?
You
they look,
you'll learn as you
they
go
look like pie show pieces. What? How
Let
do you
me
play
shuffle.
This game?
Yes.
Aang, you explain.
Uncle, I told you this was a bad idea.
Oh, Zuko,
Now, let's be civil.
Okay, let's
see
get out the first
this
hand.
Evening's events.
Saka, you start. How much do you want to bet?
Okay.
20 to you, Zuko.
20.
Righto.
I'll put in 20.
Come on, old man.
How am I supposed to know what to bet when I don't know what is in your cards?
Uncle, just make one bet.
Oh, very well. I shall see you and raise you the same.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna fold too.
Uncle, what do you have?
Well, I have 5 aces.
5 aces?
I do not know how this happened.
Hold on, let me start with 2 cards.
Go, man, do you have any glasses?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Zuko.
I see now. I managed to get a few other cards mixed in with the pack. I believe they're Magic the Gathering or Pokemon
Zuko,
of some sort.
Zuko, you wanna call or fold?
See, Aang, I told you this would be a bad idea.
Okay, here's the flop.
I will call.
The community cards are 5 of diamonds, 4 of hearts, and 5 of clubs. To you, Iroh.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? I was distracted
the
by
the cards are on the table.
Card.
Now you see if you have a good hand by comparing with the 3 cards that are out so far.
I see. Oh, I don't know. Whatever. I'm having fun just being here with you young men. I remember the days back when me and the boys would get together.
Oh, God.
But this is a good story.
On and on.
This is a good one. You haven't heard this one before. Back in the day when we traveled down to the field where we used to practice all of our moves of firebending. I guess I fold.
Zuko takes it, by the way. I'll be right back.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sokka? What do you want, Sokka? I don't know. I think it's going pretty well. They'll learn how to play eventually.
Do you think this was a bad idea? Well,
hey,
Dan,
don't be mean,
Sokka.
He's
that
fine.
Old man up in the rear.
Lots of good wisdom to give out.
Oh, yeah, like you need to get Billy here.
Okay, we'll be right there, Iroh.
Where we tip the chicken cows.
Let's just keep going. We'll see how it turns out.
Dang, my offer still stands.
Okay.
All right.
How's the story going, Zuko?
So you see, then was the part where Tycano got behind the cow.
Won't shut up.
You young people have no
okay,
patience
let's just
these
steal
days.
The next yeah.
Please.
Hey, Zuko, why are you always trying to capture me?
And can we talk about something else? Well, you know my father.
It's because he's evil and he's a...
Uncle, why don't you tell these two young men about my father?
Your father?
Yes.
Oh, I remember the days when you and your father... No, your father were growing up. So many times I was able to give him a wet willy. The little sissy cried and cried and cried and ran to his mommy, your grandmother. Oh, those were the days. Back in when I could give a fire wedgie. Oh! But I have changed. I believe a person can truly change if they want to. Fire wedgie, Zuko!
Zuko, I'm gonna kill you for this. Yes, that is a threat.
You're going to kill me? Uncle,
Sokka,
let's leave.
Sit back down.
Uh-huh.
You're dealt already, Sokka.
Alright, Aang, old man, give me those glasses.
Don't. He needs those glasses. Otherwise, he cannot see.
Pretty good, eh?
I believe this round I have a pretty good hand.
Oh, mine sucks.
Listen up, old man. You're not supposed to say what card you have.
Oh, I'm not. You mean I can't
you
brag
can,
if I have a good hand?
People know you have.
What's the fun in that?
Unless you're bluffing.
Uncle, you just like to brag all the time.
You shut up, Zuko.
You should be proud of the many things that life offers you, which are good.
Okay, here's the flap.
Flap?
It's backwards talking.
Sucks. I fold.
At a time like this, I believe it is important to remember the words of a wise man. Mr. Rogers, I believe his name was. Kenny Rogers. He said that you've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And remember, you don't count your money while you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Uncle, do you even know what you're saying sometimes?
Cue cards.
I don't know. I read that off the cue card.
Let's get back to the game. Without talking about Iroh, I bet you 20. I'll call.
20? I shall see your 20 and raise you 30.
3 of hearts, Iroh. We're not showing yet. Thanks for my...
Here you go. Read them and weep.
Okay, here's the river.
Oh, poopy.
I'll check. What about you? Yes. What do you want
to
do?
Are you talking to me? But I thought we weren't supposed to show our hands yet.
No, check out me. Not to bet.
I suppose you can check me out. I'm not that attractive anymore, though. Oh, of course. No, I shall bet indeed. How much should I bet? Zuko, help me out. How much should I bet?
Zuko, have this margarita.
Doesn't look like tea to me.
Indeed, no. He needs some mellowing out.
I do not need any calming tea!
Yes, it is.
I said margarita, man.
I don't need a calming margarita.
But margarita tea is very good this time of year.
How about 30?
Someone help me. How much should I bet? Anyone.
He's bluffing. Bet him 50.
I think you should bet your life.
My life? That was a wonderful game show back in its day.
Okay, I'll call.
It reminds me of the time... Oh, never mind. I won't get into that story now. I suppose I shall bet you 50.
Can share your cards
thank
now.
God.
Yes. Yes.
Are you sure?
Old man, show your cards already.
I'm not uncle. Going to get yelled at again.
It is a trick, uncle. Do not do it. They're going
Zuko.
To capture you.
I am sorry, Prince Zuko, but your judgment has been
pair
rather
of sevens.
In the past. Here's
Dang,
my hand.
I have a pair of twos.
Finally, I agree with the old man.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, you win the hand.
Is that good for me?
You win the chips that are in the pot.
Oh, huh. I suppose I should be happy yeah. now. Excellent. What do I win?
Wait a minute.
Uncle, let's leave now.
Wait a
minute.
Both
one, let's leave.
No, wait. Zuko, I poisoned your margarita. Uncle, you hustled us.
Hustled? I can do the hustle. Would you like to see?
Okay,
I used to
let's
do quite
the
hustle
next
with
hand.
The ladies back in Ba Sing Se in my day.
Sokka, how's it going with Suki? Have you seen her at all lately? I thought you liked her.
Ah, women, who needs them? She's been kind of weird lately.
After 3 years at sea, you realize women are not as important.
Don't you like May at all, Zuko?
Nah.
Yes, you do. No, I do not like her. I liked her at one time, but that has
Whoa.
Faded away. I have been surrounded by men so long, and my attraction has
I don't even know what you mean, Zuko.
I'm going to step back from Zuko a little bit. I don't think we want to.
Spend 3 years at sea with nothing but other men, and you will realize what I am saying.
What's gay?
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying I'm gay, okay?
Okay. Hey.
And we'll talk about this later.
What?
I'm sure you guys will.
Not bedtime yet.
Up in your bedroom.
Will you?
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. Gets your stomach.
Those are great.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
the tire is great. What are you talking
about,
Zuko?
I spent 5 minutes with her and then I couldn't stand her any longer. So I had to go on the other side and fight against her.
Please, all that nagging.
I had to team
yes,
up with
dude.
My sister. I hate my sister. I had to team up with my sister to get rid of her. I hate her.
What? What are you talking about? She's
I had to team up with my sister, too. She's not exactly...
What do you mean, Zuko?
Companion it.
I mean, Sokka?
Oh, yeah, Aang, you would know. Don't you dare get me confused with Zuko. Or you'll be sleeping by yourself tonight.
Didn't you say they were trapped in a cave?
Yeah, when we were in the... They went by the Cave of Two Lovers. Don't you remember that, Sokka?
Aang, start explaining. No. That was with Chong. And I don't think I remember anything.
Just
I don't think I
want to. Finding a way out with Katara.
So, Aang, what were you doing?
Yeah, Aang, what were you doing?
Yeah, that was it. We just found a way out. And Appa got...
Aang, you better tell me everything.
Appa led us to the hole, the way out. Okay, Zuko,
I'll
see you.
I'll talk with Katara when she comes back. Got a lot of explaining to do.
You want to go all in? It's not very nice. He's right over there. I think he dozed off, though.
Say, what happened to the old man? I think he's dead. Yes.
Whatever. We'll wake it up when it's his turn.
He's over...
Zuko, it's to you.
Not in the house. How will we drag him out of the basement?
30, I'll raise you. I'll raise you all in.
I'm not touching that guy.
I'll bet 30. All in.
Zuko, you're a sissy. Sissy.
Oh,
okay.
You call. Okay. Okay, what do you have? I've got three kings.
I do not know the terminology of this game.
It's when you don't have as high cards as the
other. Perhaps you could educate us as to what a losing
Ace
is
the highest
hand is for those
is the
of us who only play Pai Show.
And you try to get as many of the same cards
Zuko,
you
may be dumber than Iroh.
Oh, you mean
We're
you have two, three twos.
Thing?
Oh.
Ace
right. Hinton.
I have the lowest. That's what I meant.
Okay, Zuko, you're out.
I do, yes.
No, you're
Sorry
not leaving. Because we locked you in the basement. Yeah.
Fine, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You locked me in here?
I'm locked in here now, Uncle.
I'm gonna get some water.
Get off, Uncle. They locked us in.
Is it nap time?
We still have to keep going.
Oh, that's nice and cold. Most refreshing. Is it time to go yet?
They locked us in here, Uncle.
I'll deal the new hand while you do that.
They locked us in?
Yes.
Stand back. I will spill fire upon the door that is locked.
Okay. Would you like a drink?
Nothing from you, peasant.
Sokka, it's to you.
Please, let's be civil.
You tried to poison me with a margarita.
20 to you, Sokka. Yeah, really? Talk up, speak up.
Okay.
Hint, hint.
Ah, Aang, I fold.
Sokka, why are you whispering?
I think...
Okay, whatever, you're out, Sokka.
I'm not feeling well. I need to go lie down. Aang.
Uncle.
Yes?
Let's just finish the game, Iris. Only me and you left.
I hope so.
That fire blast didn't
work. Here's the new hand.
Excellent. I see. Yes.
Uncle, you cannot lose. Remember, we are refugees. We do not have any money.
I'll put in 20.
Money we can get.
One does not need money for true happiness, but a good hand would be all right.
I'll raise all in.
20. I'll put in 30.
Okay. Here's the river.
I'll see.
Here's the flap. Turn. River. What, you have four aces? No. I only have a pair. I only have a pair of twos.
Indeed.
You won.
That means I win. Is that right? I win?
No, we each put $20 in this game.
Fantastic. Again, do I just win the little plastic pieces?
$20, I'll put in 100.
I think I'd rather have the little plastic pieces now.
I can't sleep. This old man yapping away.
There's no need to get personal. If he wishes to leave, I shall take my winnings, my grandson, and go. Wait, he's not my grandson. You get old like me.
Bye, guys.
Because everyone has your grandson. Come along, nephew.
Okay, uncle.
Okay, that's it. That was... I don't know how that was. No, we kind of skipped the outline because this went forever. Yeah.
So I'm we didn't really follow the outline?
This was better, though. I liked it.
Upset, yeah.
No comment.
Okay.
And girls are going to be...
Let's move on.
At us,
you have some...
Stop dreaming, Jake.
Okay. Let's move on...
Zuko's gay.
...to... I don't even know what our next segment... Oh, I don't know. Dang it, second discussion topic. We might just skip this, though.
I'll be hated because of my sexism.
Don't fall in love with the traveling girl. She'll leave you broken, broken heart.
Which will be on the future of Ba Sing Se. After the season 2 finale, Ba Sing Se has been conquered by Azula and Zuko. The Dai Li are controlled by Azula, and as a result, it is assumed that the Earth Kingdom is now controlled by the Fire Nation. The natural question is, what's next? About Azula, how long will she stay in Ba Sing Se? Yeah, she needs to follow Aang.
Probably not too long, I wouldn't say. I'd say she'd head back to the, you know, Fire Nation so she can mingle with our cast over there for season 3. Oh, but they'll definitely leave an attaché, as they say.
And I have a...
She's too important to stay in Ba
Sing Se.
If she stays in Ba Sing Se, she doesn't have a chance to be Fire Lady if she wants to be.
Yeah. So, might be part of her master plan, actually. So I guess who will take over after she leaves? Zuko? Will he just stay there?
Put it past her.
I think he'd have to go back to the Fire Nation. So who's third in command? Yeah, seriously.
I think he's Richard.
Yeah, maybe. He will go back too.
New villain, yeah.
Probably some new guy.
Random general number one.
Could be the new villain.
Maybe. You know, that might be something. I don't know.
Yeah. Read an interesting theory on one of the websites. It said Long Feng would be in control of Ba Sing Se, and they would be someone from the Fire Nation there. And that essentially Long Feng would be the puppet of the Fire Nation.
Yeah, or Ken is still there, I think. We don't see what happened to him after the drill.
Or
Minister King.
So
he might be there. We've seen him
Captain
every season.
Or something from the Fire Nation army. And
I think
he's more of a technology expert than a ruler.
I think another question, though, is what about the Dai Li?
Are they going to go with Azula
if she leaves, or are they going to stick around there?
But once the Fire Nation's gone,
the change of outfits,
if their impact is
right.
less, I mean, not the Fire Nation, Azula and Zuko, they might just start flipping around. It might be chaos there.
A lot of rioting and rebellion and God knows what.
Which I guess kind of leads us to the citizens. I mean, what are they going to do to you know, what would their reaction be to everything? Do they even realize? You have to wonder about the upper class citizens of the city. Like, do they even care? Doesn't seem like they took much interest in public affairs from the get-go. They were just living high life.
Figure out what's going on, they might maybe start a rebellion, start something else.
I suppose that this is kind of a real-world take on it, but if you look at it, too, I mean, the majority of the citizenship of Ba Sing Se is now refugees. All the people who are trying to escape the Fire Nation, you would think, hopefully, maybe, if they discover what's been happening, if the city's been taken over by the Fire Nation, they might start a rebellion. They'd be, certainly at the moment, as far as we know, it's just Azula and a few Fire Nation individuals. They could easily take them in terms of numbers.
Hiding it from the citizens about the takeover.
They might not find out at all.
Yeah, it's true.
That could be another reason why Long Feng takes over.
Yeah.
That Long Feng will be the figurehead.
Yeah, that's an option.
They'll just think, oh, Long Feng got a promotion to Earth Kingdom.
So, ultimate fate of Ba Sing Se.
Fire Nation is secretly controlling
him. Will
it
stay Fire Nation? Will the Earth Kingdom take it back?
Yeah.
Chaos. I think it's...
It'll take a while.
It's really hard to say.
I think the Fire Nation will have a large force come there and take the control of the city.
You know the four Fire Nation ships from the beginning of the Guru? Those might come into play.
Well, whatever happens, I think there needs to be some major reform in that city when they get done with it. The Fire Nation does get kicked out. I think they need to be a little more aware of what's happening in the world around them.
Come back, maybe it's Ilea switch sides.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think it's just going to be chaos in there. I don't know. Ba Sing Se might or might not play a big part in it. We'll see. In season 3, I doubt it.
Definitely.
But the after war could play a huge part, seeing what happens to it. Okay, so I guess that's it for that discussion. Just want to get that in there quickly since its podcast is going long. Now here's our fan creation review segment.
Yeah.
Even if you're lost, you can't lose the love because it's in your heart.
Okay, today we'll be reviewing The Legend Continues, a Kadang fanfic, a little Kadang, mostly in the beginning. It gets a little away from that, though, about the future of the characters and the world, Avatar world, really, by Katara119. So, a little bit more on the story, without trying to spoil it too much. It starts off with the gang reuniting after 5 years after the war has ended. Eventually, Aang and Katara get married after much angst. Katara has twins as they are on the run from Azula. And that's a big part because, so then, there's one girl named Kaya and a boy named Tayo. So, Aang, Katara take the girl Kaya, and Sokka and Toph take Tayo as they're trying to trick Azula into thinking there's only one child so she doesn't get them both. As Azula's on the rebellion now. She's starting a rebellion from the Fire Nation. And this is after Katara has been kidnapped, too, by Azula while she was pregnant, which was a big thing. So, yeah. Then the story starts focusing on Sokka and Toph and Tayo. And there's a lot of Taka in there as well, as they see how Tayo has some Avatar in him. Because he was dying and Aang revived him by putting some of the Avatar spirit into him. So then they reunite in the South Pole eventually. A little cute scene as Tayo and Kaya find each other, and it's just like Aang and Katara finding each other again with Appa and stuff in the beginning. So then they, the Rebellion of Fire Nation actually gets stronger. So skipping some stuff, it seems another war is inevitable, so they start the order again, and they meet in the Cave of Two Lovers, in which they did when they beat the Fire Nation the first time in this fanfic. And many old characters show up, and it's great, as she brings it back many old characters, and it's just amazing how she brings back everyone in there. As eventually they go into the Fire Nation again to stop the rebellion, which has taken over the Fire Nation now. It's actually something very plausible after Aang defeats the Fire Lord. And then they lose the battle, actually. It's a huge twist, and they go back to North Pole. And the last chapter is on Sokka and Toph having a baby. So as the Avatar is being born, Aang makes it so Toph's baby's going to be the Avatar. And that's where we leave off as of now. Just spoiled the whole thing for you. Yeah, so I love this fic. It's just amazing how she uses all these characters, how this great plot is arising. And she just goes over pretty much 30 years, and she spaces it out great. She focuses on some things. She catches up on others. Yeah, Han. She brings Han back there. And
some nice little drama there at the beginning when Katara was betrothed to marry another man besides Aang.
They get married in the spirit world. So they have the fake wedding there, then they go back, and yeah, later that night, yeah. And then they come back into the wedding, and Aang's like, Katara's pregnant, and he's like, guessing. Then Roku comes in and says, yeah, she is. Taiyo.
First chapter may not always seem that great, but after that, it really picks up.
Like, I never thought of that being based on.
Got a little Luke and Leia action with Kaya and what was the other character's name?
Taiyo.
Kaya and Taiyo. Yeah, I kind of get the twins.
Yeah, it's great.
Split up to avoid the bad guy.
Yeah, and 2 points.
Well, it's probably not based on Star Wars. That's a common literary device, which is
Taiyo and
well
Kaya
used,
meet up again.
Both, you know, there and here.
And it's just like when Aang and Katara meet.
Not exactly cliche, but it works well into the story.
Like they're seeing each other, and then they have that whole thing with Appa. That's great. And then another point is when Katara is telling Taiyo the story of what happened when they're defeating the Fire Lord. And then she stops after Ba Sing Se, and it's like, that's all for tonight. It's like, oh, you can't leave us off like that. So yeah, I just like the fandom there. And all the different characters she brings back is amazing. She brings back Jet, Zuko's the Fire Lord in this. Eventually, yeah.
Has its mild humor in there.
Yes, I don't know. I don't want to spoil that part, but... But yeah, so we haven't learned much about that, but I think we'll get more into that in the later chapters of that fan.
Oh, yes, the big betrayal.
So Zuko, yeah, she brings she brings Hope back. Hope, the baby of the refugees in the Serpent's Pass. And she puts her in, and then Taiyo has a crush on her, and that's really cute in there. She brings back a baby into a main character in that.
Yeah.
So all the elder characters meet there. It impresses me so much how far... Well, the criticisms... It starts off as a Cat Aang fan favorite.
Really is a great alternate story to the...
Maybe shifts a little too much.
The actual story.
Maybe too many years covered in one chat.
Any criticisms?
But I think that's necessary sometimes. Well, of course, Toph is...
Yeah.
Changes little because she's married to Sokka, but...
Yeah, any character issues?
She does a good job staying generally on character in there. Oh yeah, and this is
a little
great
bit
example
of
what you can do with the world that Mike and Brian have created. Go beyond some of the show. Go take it beyond what we've seen so far. Take it into a whole other part of the world. There's this whole world out there that we can create and do stuff about. This season 3, we have this whole long gap in between it. We can start making other parts of this world that's there. Out there for us, we can tell the adventures. Well, the storyline might... Technically, there's the world out there. The storyline's just as canon as any fanfic could be, really. As long as it doesn't interrupt the storyline.
And don't make it too unbelievable, because you want it to stay parallel with the storyline.
Any impressions of this, or a score?
Well...
9.5 again on this one. A little bit of flaws, maybe a little long at some point. That's great, though. No, I'm just putting the good ones on here. No.
Yeah, the lines are kind of...
But yeah, guys, if you don't send it in your fanfics, I'm just going to keep going with Cat Aang ones.
Dylan will give any Cat Aang fanfiction in 9.5, so... Yeah, please!
Come on, Zutarans.
E-plus for the character? I love how she executes
given
the They change
given
they
A
get
plus
older.
For the plot.
Maybe Toph and Sokka get more
E-plus for the character, and...
Aang's...
What else is there?
Did you say B or E? Oh, so yeah, I love the way she does all the characters in this. That's what impresses me the most.
Yeah, that's why I didn't give it a D. Stuff like
that. Kevin?
A D.
E?
There's no E grade.
Yes. You're grading.
Oh, God.
No more 10 out of 10s for all the fans.
I give it a 9.2 overall.
You can't ask me to grade things. I'm not a good teacher.
grading
the then I'll give her an A+ because it was it was fun. It was written well. You know, anyone who can write anything length
guys,
and put that much effort and thought into it, deserves
to
be grade.
Halo Evolution, which I don't know much about, so I won't talk about it. The link is in the description for this podcast. Wherever you are, you can find the link there. If you want your fan creation reviewed by us, send it to podcast@dongwufeng.net. Send them in. Send fan art, fanfics, fanvids, OCs, anything, really. Yeah, but we're just doing this because I like it, but doing the scatting thing. So, yeah. Send them in. Yeah. Anything you want, guys. Send them
in. Variety of ships.
Really. We look forward
to it. They don't have to be ships either.
So, yeah, that's it for this segment. Oh, we're starting our mailbag segment now.
Save us from Dylan.
Doesn't even have to be ships. It could just be anything.
Yep.
So here it is, I guess. So today will be the start of our mailbag segments. We'll answer questions you guys send in on Avatar and address comments on the podcast. Anything, really. We have, like, three mails so far. So we have a few today. Sorry. Here's the main one I wanted to address. Andrew writes that, I would like your opinions on the idea I've been developing. As we all know, the Earth Kingdom has fallen, and the gang's only allies are the Water Tribes. I noticed in the episode, The Earth King, Sokka tells the Earth King that the solar eclipse, the sun will be completely covered by the moon. Will that mean that the firebenders will be powerless and the waterbenders will be at their full power? If so, maybe then Aang should get their help to defeat the Fire Lord. And this is a really good opinion. I've never thought the eclipse giving it firebenders less power, also the waterbenders more power, because the moon's going to be on top of the sun.
We did this last time.
Yeah, it might actually.
No. Do we? That's absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if they went back to the South or North Pole, got them, helped them in the invasion before they get in disguise.
That's
or maybe
a very good thought.
After
I wonder if that's going to come into play. Because if you think about it, they really are, like you said, their biggest allies.
They'll collide at once or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the water tribes could play a huge role because they could be ultra powerful, just like in the season one finale.
So it's not really a war between the Earth Kingdom and the Fire Nation.
Yeah, could, even though they
really
probably
a world
don't
war.
That much.
So we have to get everyone involved, including the Southern Tide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how?
Yeah, Hakoda's fleet could also be brought in.
Yeah, can't just send Appa back and forth all the time.
And there's just the problem of getting everybody there. You do have a limited number of time and not very effective methods of transportation. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have airplanes or trains or anything either.
How else are they going to get it there?
For some reason they have a giant drill, though.
So that's the type of thing
that was built right outside the city.
Which you guys should be sending in. These are great thoughts. We don't always have
stuff.
We don't always
no trains
have
to transport all that equipment.
You've
got
to help us
outside.
Here. Mm-hmm. So send in your great thoughts so you can help us with the discussion sometimes, and we'll address them. Maybe it'll even start a whole new discussion segment. So, another one about the podcast. Kim says that we're getting fun in discussions. Yeah, I noticed that too. I think this is mostly Jason, Jake, and me. But yeah, Kevin has a good voice. So I hope we can improve on that, definitely.
Our voices are just fine, as always.
Discussions usually.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so. Yeah, we should definitely get that down. Okay. AJ says that he wishes he could be here hosting with us, sharing his thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
And
we try to look more at that today, but
I love getting it. This is a good gateway. Email your thoughts and comments to us about the discussions along with constructive criticism about the podcast and questions on Avatar at podcast.tangufeng.net. You can be here too. Send in your thoughts, send in your opinions, and you can answer them in the mailbag segment. We don't always address all of the fandom's opinions, and I know that for a fact. We're mostly concentrated in one group of people right here, Neutral and Katang in Ott's many canon. So we don't always address some of the things you guys are thinking. Send them in, please. And if you want to co-host, we don't have enough even with four people here today.
No.
So I guess, if you want to guest host, yes, we need girls. Even though we have Abby and Steph coming on. They're on the West Coast, so we have some problems with that. So podcast at dongwufeng.net. Guest host.
Everyone has hosts inside.
Maybe you can keep going. Everyone,
if you're female, we need female hosts.
So it would be great.
Please.
And also another thing we'd like to start today in the Mailbags Men is the trivia question. So you answer it, and people get it right, get their name on the podcast, and get it entered to a future drawing to win a prize to be determined. So don't get your hopes up for the prize. It won't be that big. So yeah, this week's question is, what characters appear in both seasons of Avatar? There are 26 characters in total that appear in both seasons. So send your answers to podcast@dongwufeng.net, and we'll announce the winners and the answer in next week's podcast. Any characters that appear in both seasons. Yep. Yes, creature characters, not just random creatures. Yeah.
Now, one thing, though, is that minor characters and major characters?
Characters, which you know.
Any character appear twice. Okay, just that.
That includes creatures.
So. Creature characters, not just like, not just like koala bear thingy one. Right, okay, major characters. Creature characters.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Yes. I was thinking that.
Wow, hey guys, Jake, how did you guess that?
26, not including flowers.
So I was just thinking when they were saying about the creature letters. Characters.
So that's it for today's podcast. Okay.
Hello,
questions, comments, or advice can be sent to us at podcast.moofang.net. Send us questions about avatars so we can answer them in the mailbag segment. Also send us your fan creations so we can review them in the fan creation review segment. I've been your main host, Dylan. Co-hosts have been Jake, Jason, and Kevin. Technical director's AJ. I've edited it. Don't Move Fang's run by Jake.
Yeah, this week's interview didn't go so well. You know, we had a little bit of a argument between me and one of our interviewees, and I kind of got a little unprofessional with another one of them, so I want to apologize beforehand about that. But I believe in pure media, and I don't want to edit down anything, so forgive me for what you're going to hear, but hopefully you'll get something out of it anyway. Okay, enjoy. Bye.
Welcome to another DongWuFang.net podcast interview exclusive. Today we have with us two of the most influential supporting characters of the Avatar universe. Please give our listeners your own personal shoutouts.
It's me, Suki.
My name's Jet.
Great. I'm glad to have you both here. Thanks for fitting it into your schedules. Jet, I know you had a long way to travel to get here all the way from the afterlife after being pronounced dead at the end of last year.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you doing okay?
No. It's too painful.
Yeah, I guess being dead can ruin anybody's day. Nonetheless, let me congratulate you both on awesome cameos in Book 2 Earth. Jet, I heard you were excited to be back for a second season.
A new beginning. A second chance.
Yeah, exactly. But, of course, just as you were brought back, Mike and Brian killed you off. I mean, did you know that was going to happen? How can you feel about a couple of guys after they do something like that to you?
Those guys are firebenders.
Okay, next question for the lovely Suki. Everybody's saying there's an excellent chance that you're going to be making a reappearance in Season 3. Do you know anything about what's coming up story-wise?
Rumor has it they're working on something big on the other side and they don't want anyone to find out what it is.
Did you know you're awfully cute when you're evading questions about spoilers?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Question for the both of you. What do you think of next season's focus on being in the Fire Nation?
This could be our most important mission yet.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Didn't you get the rumor mill memo, Jet? This next season is all about getting up close and personal with the Fire Nation.
That's crazy! It can't be! Stay away from me!
Oh, buddy, come on, calm down. Sit back down, it's okay. We didn't mean anything by it.
Arrest them! They're firebenders!
Oh, come on now, don't be juvenile.
He's a firebender, I'm telling you!
Whoa, hey, put away the swords!
Give him some space!
You'll have to defend yourself, then everyone will know. Go ahead, show them what you can do.
Oh, jeez! Psycho? Come on, cut it out! Oh, wait, oh, no! Oh, man, you're paying for that desk. Oh! God, no! Get off me! Jeez!
You must be getting tired. Why don't you go ahead and firebend at me? Bet you wish he'd help you out with a little fire blast right now.
Ah, jeez! I'm not Fire Nation, you freak! Man, if you don't cut this out, I'm gonna have to use the hypno words on you.
You see that? The Fire Nation is trying to silence me. It'll never happen.
Ah, you asked for it. Jet, the Earth King has invited you to Lake Laogai.
I am honored to accept his invitation.
Good boy. Now why don't you go sit in the corner and think about not spazzing out.
No sudden movements. He's shy around people and scared.
Whew, man, you're telling me. Well, we may be down one interviewee, but seems we have a moment to ourselves. Why don't I put on a little relaxation music for us?
Why are you acting so funny?
Well, it's just that I, you know.
Just what?
Well, I guess I just want you to know that I think you're the most amazing woman in kabuki makeup I've ever met. And maybe if you had some free time, we could go out, get to know each other a little better, you know.
I don't think it's working.
Hey, butt out! What are you doing out of your corner anyway, huh?
I don't want to fight you. I'm here to help.
Yeah, and you're doing a standout job, Romeo. Thanks, but no thanks.
I can respect that.
Now, Suki, if you'd just give me a chance, I know our friendship could be something more.
No. It couldn't be.
But Suki, I thought when we talked on the phone last night to set this interview up, we really had some chemistry going.
Listen, I'm really sorry about last night. We were talking and saying things. I just got carried away, and before I knew it, I...
No, don't. You don't have to say any more. I can take a hint.
I'm a friend.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. I'm sorry I brought it up, okay? At least you didn't give me one of those cliched brush-offs like, don't feel bad. It's not you, it's me.
No, it is you, stupid. I'm sorry. Actually, it's me. I want to help you. You're hurt. But now I need to get back to the other Kyoshi warriors.
Bye? I tell you, Jet, is there any kind of man out there whose heart can't be broken by the fickle whims of a woman?
From what I heard, the fat, happy kind.
I am so done talking to you.
Aren't we all?
So that's it. Thanks everybody for listening to this week's podcast. I'm sorry things went a little unprofessionally during this interview section. Hopefully, come back next week, things will be much better.
You don't understand! They're Fire Nation! You have to believe me!